Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I always remember watching the movie What's Love Got to Do With It about Tina Turner's life with Ike Turner, and it was one of those ones where you watch it once and you're like, I'm not never going to watch it again, even though it was brilliant. It was just so hard hitting, and the amazing Angela Bassett, and she plays Tina, and Lawrence Fishburne plays Ike Turner, and it's hard going. It's very hard going, and you know, there's yeah. Oh, yeah, it was, yeah, it stays with you. It's one of those ones that stays with you. It kind of resonates with you so much. And it really, I had always loved her music. And then when I saw this portrayal of her life, I just gained so much more love for her. Like, what a brave woman. Fought tooth and nail for absolutely everything she had to keep her name and the star status, and to finally break free of him and the abuse and everything, and just to continue so, so successfully in her own right. True legend. Sad news this morning that she has passed away, but we will remember her. We will remember her. Now, lots to get through on the programme today. We're talking about blood pressure all this week on the show. We've teamed up with the Irish Heart Foundation. Thousands of us are walking around and we have no idea that we have high blood pressure because there's no symptoms around this. So we're going to be finding out more about their campaign this week with Janice Morrissey. Also, Pat O'Shaughnessy is out and about at Drogheda Car Sales with the LMFM Roadrunner crew. We're going to be checking in with him as well. And I do have another Fitbit Sense 2 up for grabs. All the details of that coming your way after Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man. He is a man that is taking on an epic challenge for a great cause. Have to give a shout out today to Declan Hamilton. He joined us on the show yesterday, and Declan, he is taking on a 1K challenge in just one day, today, in aid of the Irish Wheelchair Association. So he's aiming to complete 10K on a ski machine, 10K on a rowing machine, 30K cycling, 10K on an assault bike, and a 40K run. Just in one day. I mean, craziness. Crazy people doing these things for charity. But he's doing it all to support the Irish Wheelchair Association. And if you want to donate, by the way, you can check out lmfm.ie. There's a little article there about Declan, and the donate button is there. So it's idonate.ie/event and then /Declan's 100K in one day for IWA. If you even just search up that and give him anything that you can, he would so, so appreciate it. Fair play to him. He's going to need a long lie down after that. That is for sure. Now, details of our competition on the way, and I've got music from Miley Cyrus for you.
LMFM. The 11 to 1 show.
LMFM. It's competition time. This week it's all about blood pressure awareness. I have teamed up with Irish Heart Foundation to encourage you to have your blood pressure checked out, because did you know thousands of us are walking around every day with undiagnosed high blood pressure, and 2 in 3 over 50 in Ireland have high blood pressure, and only half of those are aware that they do, because you may look and feel well. It rarely has symptoms, so it's so important to get to your GP and get checked out. As part of the campaign, we with the Irish Heart Foundation have kindly given us a Fitbit Sense 2 to give away every day this week. So I'm giving you a sound clip of a scenario where our blood pressure might be on the rise. So far we've had resitting the Irish exam, we've had the car breaking down as well. today. Oh yeah, yesterday was the dentist chair. Who could forget about that? My God, we're still having high blood pressure over that one. Today, here is our sound clip. All you have to do is tell me what is going on in the clip to cause my blood pressure to rise. Here it is.
Speech! 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 Speech!
Please, welcome to the stage.
Oh no! He's clamming up. What's going on? 086 1800 658 if you think you know. And don't forget irishheart.ie if you want to find out more information. We're going to give another one of those Fitbit Sense 2 away before the end of the show. Miley Cyrus there with Flowers. Forget flowers, I want a new car. Yes, the LMFM Roadrunner is out and about today at Drogheda Car Sales there on the North Road in Drogheda, and they are celebrating Hyundai's 232 Open Week. Pat O'Shaughnessy and the LMFM Roadrunner crew are standing by. How are we getting on, Pat?
Ah, Sinead, you're very welcome along here to Drogheda Car Sales, and the sun is out and I am in great form because you know me, once I'm around tyres and wheels, I am delighted with myself. Lots happening here today. Of course, it's the start of 232 coming very, very quickly your way, and Drogheda Car Sales are ahead of the posse to make sure that they let everybody know what's on offer to them. Carol Kerr is with me. She's the sales director here at Drogheda Car Sales. The first thing I want to say to you, Carol, I saw that beautiful Ioniq 6 in there. Any chance of a wee drive?
Absolutely, no problem at all. It's a fantastic car. World Car of the Year. 3 awards this year.
World Car of the Year. Woo, Sinead, I'm going to be driving the World Car of the Year. Look out for me driving you away. I might just keep going north and no one see me. Tell me what's happening. It's the start of 232, of course. You're getting ready for that. All change, all electric, big ranges, loads going on.
Yes, lots happening here this weekend. We've got an open weekend for the Hyundai launch of 232. They're doing 4.9 interest rate across the brands. And they have fantastic cars. 2 World Car of the Year back-to-back, Ioniq 5, Ioniq 6. Ireland's best-selling car, the Tucson, is also within their lineup. And it is a cracking place to get in here and get driving these cars this weekend.
And of course, if that's not enough to entice you in, we'll have 4 €50 fuel vouchers to give away. Just go up the road here and you hand in your fuel voucher. If you come up and talk to me or be nice to me and any of the staff here, you might get yourself a €50 fuel voucher. And can people take test drives, yeah?
Absolutely. Everybody's welcome in. We're here Saturday and Sunday this weekend for test drives. And we'll give cost of change so people can understand what it's going to mean to move into an electric car. And it's not necessarily all about the price of that car, it's about what it's going to save you in your fuel consumption as well.
And the other thing I note from people who have electric cars, the service intervals are quite far apart. They don't have to do their brakes near as often. There's all those little added things that people don't discuss.
Exactly. And that if people have solar panels on their house, it'll actually cost them nothing to run their car day to day. There's huge savings to being electric, and the price should not put people off. They should factor in everything when they're buying an electric car.
When people come in here, do you think they have their mind made up already, or do you persuade them, or are they iffy, or are they looking for information from you in particular?
I think there's a bit of both. There's people who come in and know everything about the electric cars, but there's people come in and know nothing and need to be guided. And we have fantastic staff here that are able to show them everything in the car and also what benefits they have for buying the electric. So there's definitely enough knowledge here to give point them in the right direction to what they should be buying.
And they're going to point me in the right direction because, Sinead, as you heard me saying, I'm going to jump into that Ioniq 6 and have a little spin later on. We'll be back to you closer to 12 o'clock. We'll have more people to talk to here at Drogheda Car Sales for the launch of 232 and, of course, me having a spin in this Ioniq 6. And, as I said, we have 4 €50 fuel vouchers to give away as well. We'll talk to you for more of the same in a little while. We'll be back to you then.
Oh, thank you so much, Pat. I am very jealous. I would love a test drive in one of those. We'll catch up with Pat a little bit later on.
She's so beautiful.
There's Aslan, She's So Beautiful, and LMFM's 11 to 1. Now, we are all about managing our blood pressure this week, and we've teamed up with the Irish Heart Foundation with our competition. But we are going to find out more about their new campaign before the damage is done. They're hoping to drive awareness of the link between high blood pressure and heart disease and stroke. And I'm going to be chatting to Janice Morrissey. She's the Director of Health Promotion, Information and Training with the Irish Heart Foundation. We're going to chat to her next.
The 11 to 1 show.
Here for you.
LMFM. Did you know that thousands of us are walking around with undiagnosed high blood pressure? This week, the Irish Heart Foundation have launched a new campaign asking adults, particularly those over 50, to have their blood pressure checked. It's called Before the Damage is Done campaign, and it hopes to drive awareness of the link between high blood pressure and heart disease and stroke. Joining me now to tell us more is Janice Morrissey. She's Director of Health Promotion, Information and Training with the Irish Heart Foundation. Janice, you're very welcome.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about our campaign.
Great to chat to you. Now, I had no idea that so many of us could be walking around completely oblivious to the fact that we have high blood pressure, like, because there's no symptoms necessarily of this.
Exactly, and that's why it's often called the silent killer. So we know that, as you say, 2 out of 3 over 50s have high blood pressure, but half don't know it. And there's lots of myths that people with high blood pressure might have a red face or they might have migraines. But in fact, it's very unusual to have symptoms of high blood pressure. So the only way to know is to go and get it checked. And that's what we're asking people to do is the next time you're with your GP or call into your local pharmacy. It's a simple, pain-free check. And the good news is that if you are diagnosed with high blood pressure, it's easily treated.
Yeah, that's the great news about this. And, you know, what causes it? Like, would stress be a big factor in this, or would weight be a factor in it as well?
Yeah, there's lots of different causes, and it can be your, you know, your family history and just your age, things we can't change. But there are many aspects of our lifestyle as well that play a big role. So to reduce your chances of having high blood pressure, it's good to be active and to eat a healthy diet as well. And salt is a really big factor there.
Oh, so, yeah, the salt, yeah.
Yeah, and most of the salt we eat is actually in processed food, restaurant food, takeaway food, where we don't have control over the salt content. So, you know, we'd really encourage people to, you know, read the food labels, you know, where possible, and to choose fresh, unprocessed food as much as possible. And that will make a big difference.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been reading up about your campaign all week, and it's fantastic to see such awareness about it. And one of the things that struck me as well was, you know, even if you do have a relatively healthy diet and exercise, you can still be at risk. Like some of the many stories of people who've shared their experiences, you know, they like we were saying, are walking around and they'd no symptoms.
Exactly, yeah. We've an amazing case study of a lady who visited our mobile health unit. She, you know, looked well, felt well, and she was encouraged by our mobile health unit driver to come on board for a free blood pressure check with one of our expert cardiac nurses. And through that, she was actually identified as having very high blood pressure, wow, which she was stunned at. So she was referred onto her GP and is now on medication. So it's a really good news story. And I'll do a bit of free advertising now. We're actually in Summerhill.
Oh yes, do tell us.
Yes, today, between 10 and 4, offering free blood pressure and pulse checks with our cardiac nurses. So if you're in the area, please feel free to call down for your free check.
That's very important. So in Summerhill today. And you know, we were talking as well, you know, people over a certain age need to be vigilant, the over 50s, but also the only the other age group as well, the over 30s, like we should be checking this as well. We shouldn't be ignoring it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a message for all adults, really. The earlier that any, you know, risk of heart disease and stroke is identified, the more we can do something about it. So we are, you know, would say that anyone over 30 should have their blood pressure checked about every 5 years. And your GP will decide if you need it checked more frequently than that. But, you know, it's really a case of taking control of our own health, knowing our numbers and knowing what we can do to manage our risk. And your GP is best placed to look at all aspects of your heart health, so your blood pressure, but also, you know, your cholesterol, your weight, whether you smoke, how active you are, your family history, all of the different factors. And then together you can kind of make a plan around, you know, what are the right best steps for you.
And, you know, just to put this out there so people are really, it's hitting home with people, Ireland has the lowest rates of awareness and treatment around high blood pressure as well. So this is why this campaign is happening this week. So tell us a little bit more about Before the Damage is Done, because like you mentioned earlier on, this, you know, can be the silent killer.
Yeah, so we decided to call the campaign Before Damage Is Done, because high blood pressure can, you know, silently damage your heart and many other organs as well. And sadly, some people only learn that they have high blood pressure when they're admitted to hospital because of a heart attack or stroke. And research that we conducted in developing the campaign found that most people would be aware of a link between high blood pressure and heart disease and stroke, but most people aren't aware of the links with other conditions like kidney disease, dementia, and some forms of blindness as well.
Wow.
So there's lots for us to think about. You know, high blood pressure can affect, you know, many organs in the body. But, you know, as I say, the good news is that if you are found to have it, there's, you know, it's easily treated and there's so much you can do to manage your risk.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. People need to go to the GP or to the pharmacy or to that mobile unit that's in Summerhill today, or irishheart.ie is the place as well for the campaign to find out more information. I have to say as well, great interest in our competition that we're running all this week, Janice. Thank you so much for the lovely generosity of the Fitbit Sense too, which is keeping us all very healthy and active this week on the show.
Wonderful. Great to hear that, Sinead. Thank you.
Great.
And yeah, just to say as well, if anyone has any queries and can't make our mobile health unit today, we do have a free nurse support line.
Yes.
If anybody would like to speak to one of our nurses on 01668 5001.
Perfect. Okay, so 01668 5001. Janice, that is fantastic. Thank you so much for all of that information.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks a million. Janice Morrissey there. Food for thought. Food for thought. You know, catch it now before the damage is done is the message of this. GP is the first port of call with regards to that, in terms of sussing out what's going on, you know, what's going on with yourself, what's going on with your smoking maybe, or your weight, or any of those kind of things. And irishheart.ie. Florence and the Machine, You've Got the Love, a little earlier than usual, but now it's time to go back in time.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Senator Windows products will help you create a secure, comfortable, energy efficient home you're proud of. Call 0818 77 4455.
On this day in 2018, the Repeal the 8th campaign was successful, making abortion legal in Ireland. And today is wine day. Yeah, sweet or dry, red or white, fizzy or flat. Let's raise a glass to one of the most loved and historical alcoholic tipples there is, the sophisticated and often sassy glass of wine. So wine day today.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Creating the perfect home is a journey. Let us guide you. Visit our Drogheda, Dundalk and new Navan showrooms. Discover more at senatorwindows.ie.
Yes, Pat and the LMFM Roadrunner crew are at Drogheda Car Sales on the North Road. Pat is test driving the Hyundai, I think it is. Well, one of the Hyundais. It's the Hyundai 232 open week. We're going to catch up with Pat again just after these.
The 11 to 1 show.
It's Hyundai 232 celebration open week until Sunday at Drogheda Car Sales, North Road in Drogheda. And Pat O'Shaughnessy is standing by with all the details. How are we getting on, Pat?
Sinead, you're very welcome back here to Drogheda Car Sales for the 232 launch, and having a ball as always once I come into a dealership like this, and I'm really looking forward to the Ioniq 6 on a day like today as well. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm delighted to be talking to the new sales manager, Conor Walsh here, and I won't say that he booted his outfit out, but he's putting his dad out to pasture, imagine that, and taking over from him, taking his job. Conor, you're very welcome along this morning.
Cheers, Pat, thanks for that.
Well done on your new position. I remember when years back when we were in here and you were just cutting your teeth, and you've seen a lot of changes since you started.
I have, yeah. That was back in, 2016, 2017
Yeah.
Well, I came here in April 2016, so yeah.
A lot of changes.
Throwing it back a couple of years already.
Yeah. Before I talk about the Ioniq 6, you do Suzuki here as well, and I saw one of your confederates here this morning, your colleague selling one. I sat last night, would you believe, in a 30-year-old Suzuki. It was called Cappuccino.
Okay.
It's a 600cc turbo, and it's going off today all around Ireland on the veteran vintage Cannonball Run. So there you go.
Jeez.
So they're a reliable motor, aren't they? 30
absolutely
years old.
They are, yeah.
Oh,
don't give much hassle at all.
Yeah, none whatsoever. So still a great brand, a strong brand still.
Very
yeah.
much so, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. things are moving electric, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And you're going to bring me for a spin now shortly, aren't you? Yeah,
we are. We'll go for a spin in the Ioniq 6 if you want to have it, if you have time.
Yeah, no, we don't. I have time. Sinead, I have time. You're going to sit there till 2 o'clock if you have to. I have time.
No problem at all.
It's a fabulous looking motor.
It is. We've a couple of them here on display in the showroom. We've a demo model outside the door here as well. So anyone's welcome to call down over the next couple of days and the weekend to have a spin.
And I noticed a certificate inside on the wall in a frame. SEI, an award from SEI. What was that?
That's right. We are Loud's Electric Dealer of the Year.
Electric Dealer of the Year.
Yes, that's right.
Wow, that's where you're getting the promotion.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I had everything to do with that. It was a team effort.
I'm only pulling your leg. And that's the thing about here, it's a team effort. There's so many involved in the whole game nowadays.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. And everyone that works behind the scenes does a great job as well. So,
and informing people, of course, about, you know, the old word when you talked about it was range anxiety. That's now gone with this new motor with 600k.
Well, it can do. There's two batteries in the Ioniq 6, and the bigger one will do a little over 600 kilometres, and that's with the WLTP, so the real world testing. Even when we get them and we charge them up fully, you'll see it hitting a range of 560 and 70 kilometres before it's driven. But with the summer months coming in, the temperature rising, easily it'll hit 600k.
That's incredible, yeah. And when people come into you, and in the couple of seconds I've left now, when people come into you, and I did say this to Carol earlier on, have they got their mind made up, or you probably have the very well informed and then the ill informed?
Well, there's a lot of options in the EV market now nowadays anyway. So look, it's very impressive car. People are coming in and they're probably a little bit more blown away when you see the car in the flesh. We have models there to sell, and there's models on the ground for July registrations as well. But I wouldn't say everyone has their minds made up. You still have a bit of selling to do at the end of it all, you know?
Right, Sinead, that's enough of the talk about it. I'm going to get into the car, and the next time you come back to me, I will be in the Ioniq 6. I will be driving. We've just given away, by the way, a €50 fuel voucher to a lovely couple who are in here, and they bought themselves a Suzuki, and they're away with €50 of a voucher just because they came in to say hello to us. If you want to do the same, that's happening as well. We'll be talking to you in the Ioniq a little bit after 12 o'clock. But for now, bye-bye.
Okay, we look forward to that one a little bit later on. Now it's back to the music. Here's Damien Rice. Cannonball still to come. Pat test drives the Ioniq 6 at Drogheda Car Sales. Plus, I meet Dr. Sarah Cassidy. She's a child and adolescent psychologist from Athboy, and she's talking anxiety in kids.
L-M-F-M. The 11 to 1 show. L-M-F-M.
There's Adele. Hello. Hello to you if you're just joining us. Sinead Brazel here until 1, and we are out and about today. Well, Pat O'Shaughnessy is out and about with the LMFM Roadrunner crew. Where are they? Well, they're at Drogheda Car Sales on the North Road, and they are celebrating Hyundai's 232 Open Week. And I'm sitting here jealous. I am sitting here jealous because Pat is getting to try out the Ioniq 6. Aren't you, Pat?
Yes, Sinead, you're not driving, I am. I have to say, the first thing is that how quiet, when I drive electric, just how quiet the vehicle is. All you hear is a tiny, tiny bit of tyre noise, but nothing. You imagine that we are going to live right across the northeast, and it is so quiet. It's a fabulous car to drive. There are so many driver aids. One of the quirky things that I absolutely love is when you put your indicator on, no such thing as a blind spot. The screen comes up and shows you what's on the right-hand side of your car if you indicate right, and when I indicate left, the screen comes up on the left-hand side to show me what is in the left. What a driver aid that is. And just the sheer size of the screens in front of me here, Connor, it is a fabulous car.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of information while you're driving, Pat, as well. So you mentioned the cameras there. You have 360-degree cameras, so when you're trying to park the car, you have your reversing camera behind you, but you've your bird's eye view looking down on top of the car as well. So it'll highlight low walls, curbs, things like that.
And we're real world now, and I'm looking at my range there, and I've almost 590 something there in front of me range. So I mean, that's impressive. I'm in eco mode, but it's lovely. I mean, I'm sitting within the speed limit there. We're in an 80k, we're at 74k, and it's telling me at that range that I've almost 600k. So that's going to bring you anywhere in Ireland, isn't it?
It should do. I mean, there's not too many places you could get down the country and back near enough without having to charge it, hopefully. So you have the fast charging points and most of the Apple Green filling stations and things like that. So,
and just tell me about that fast charging. I was reading up on the car last night. Mm-hmm. 15 minutes you can get. How much is the percentage you can get in 15 minutes?
You can get up to 80%, and it's about 18 minutes. But yeah, it's they're your DC chargers. You won't have them at home, but your public charge points, some of them will have it.
So let's say I'm on the way to Kerry, and and yeah. I stop at Bird Hill, which everybody does, or somewhere along there, Plaza 7 or one of those, Absolutely. Junction 17, you're going to pull in there for half an hour anyway.
You can pull in, have yeah. a cup of tea or coffee, sandwich, whatever, you know, you're yeah. going to have a break to refresh yourself. Yeah. And in that time frame, you're talking about getting another 300-500 kilometres back.
And I've done loads of test drives in my time with LMFM. The thing that's absolutely surprising me here is we are just talking at speech level. We're not having to shout at each other. It's so quiet.
That's it. You have no engine. You have nothing to be talking over. Like, it is dead quiet. You have your small little hum and noise like it's a pedestrian warning when you're doing slow speeds. Like, so, you know, it's just not to frighten the life out of somebody if you're creeping up behind them.
Yeah, I just want to drive in this. I'm looking at the blue sky and I just want to go. It's a really executive feel to the car. And there's so much room because we have our sound technicians in the back. For those that are out there saying, look at O'Shaughnessy, you're driving and talking. No, we've technicians in the back doing all of that for us so that we can do it. And they have loads of space. It's a big car.
It is, yeah. Plenty of room. You've seen the boot space just before we hopped in as well. So loads of room for golf buggies and clubs and stuff like that.
Bicycles.
Buggies,
yeah.
Bicycles, whatever you name it. Like, so it can be a family-sized car. It'd be good for tipping down the country, as you say, for a holiday.
And Sinead, just before I go back to the studio, as I said about that driving assist that I have here, I'm turning right here at the top of Taliesin as we speak, and I'm turning in at the Pope's Cross. I have my rear view mirror, I have my side mirror on the door, as everybody would have, and I have this visual in front of me when I put the indicator that comes on the screen actually shows me the curb. So really, if you see the pasture test and this thing going around the corner when you're reversing. I talked again sometime in the soon, and just before I go back to Shed, finally, if somebody wants to do what I'm doing here over the weekend, they can come in and do this, yeah, have a test drive.
Absolutely, yeah, we're offering test drives to anyone that's interested in the Ioniq 5 or 6. That's no problem, we have the demos there all weekend. Obviously we'll make sure they're fully charged, 600k or not. So yeah, it'd be worth coming in. Like, I mean, there's so much you can talk about over the radio, but you have to see it to believe it.
You have to see it, yeah. Seeing is believing and feeling is the goddamn truth. There's no doubt about it. Sinead, there's only one sad thing about it. I have to give it back. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.
Yes, you do have to give it back. I'm very jealous of that. Oh, it sounded amazing. It sounded really, really smooth. Oh, yeah. I'll have to check it out myself. As the guys say there, they are celebrating all this week until Sunday. So you can go along and test drive the Ioniq 6, as Pat has done, and all the other cars in the range as well. And you'll find details at drogheda carsales.ie.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Hi, I'm Crossy. Scarlett Johansson has been talking about working with Wes Anderson as she promotes her new movie, Asteroid City.
It's kind of more like doing theatre because you have the whole tangible space and it's not, you know, you don't have the same, it's not this familiar process of, you know, being on a sound stage and, you know, going back to your trailer and all this downtime and then, you know, all that stuff that just eats up the momentum. You know, which is just part of the process. There's not much you can do about it. Somehow Wes has avoided that. And so it feels very vibrant and very much like a, you know, like you're working on in theater. It's very fulfilling and exciting.
The Weeknd has recalled the time he cancelled one of his shows after filming The Idol because he said he forgot how to sing. He said he was playing a character who doesn't know how to sing and it was terrifying as he's never skipped a concert. Niall Horan has been asked about that viral tweet from years ago where he posted, "Don't talk to me." Here's how it happened.
I tweeted on August 31st, 2015 at 10:09 a.m. "I don't want to see a single person today, thanks. Really, really fun night with everyone, but today, don't talk to me." Yeah, I must have been on tour somewhere in the States, I'd imagine. We used to have some good nights out after gigs. I sometimes retweet that when I'm hungover, just to let everyone know that if anyone sees me out and about in the shops, don't come near me.
That's The Buzz, I'm Crossy.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Just getting details in about the lower end of Clanbrassil Street in Dundalk being closed off because of a collapsed building there. Diversions are in place and motorists are asked to completely avoid that area. If we've more details on that, we will update you as the show goes on. Now, getting back to our next guest, and we are going to be chatting about children and teens and anxiety with Dr. Sarah Cassidy. She's an educational child and adolescent psychologist and director and founder of Smith's Clinic in Athboy. We're going to be chatting to her next.
The 11 to 1 show.
According to the World Health Organization, worldwide anxiety is the ninth leading cause of disease and illness for 15 to 19 year olds and the sixth leading problem for those aged 10 to 14 year olds. And after COVID, this yielded higher rates of anxiety, of course, when medical and mental health facilities were forced to close. So this highlights the urgency in addressing the mental health crisis that we now face. With this in mind, Dr. Sarah Cassidy, she's an educational child and adolescent psychologist. She's going to be giving a free talk on anxiety to parents, children and teens, and indeed anyone who might find it beneficial. It's happening the 1st of June at Ashburn Public Library, and she's hoping to break down exactly what anxiety is and share some simple strategies that will help manage it. And I'm delighted she is on the line with me now. Dr. Sarah Cassidy, you're so welcome. How are you getting on?
Thank you very much for having me, Sinead. I'm very well. Thank you so much.
Great to have you on the programme. Now, we're hearing more and more about young people particularly experiencing anxiety. But when you see, you know, statistics from the World Health Organization that anxiety is the ninth leading cause of disease and illness in 15 to 19 year olds, the sixth leading problem for those aged 10 to 14, very difficult to ignore. I mean, we are facing a huge mental health problem, particularly among the youth.
I know. Yeah, it's frightening. And I think no matter what country you're in or what age group you're looking at, anxiety is a very serious problem right now. And it looks like if we don't treat these difficulties in childhood, and we often imagine that if you just ignore it, they'll disappear as kids get older. But it looks like we're not teaching young people how to manage their distress. And it looks like the trajectory doesn't seem to be getting better. It actually seems to be getting worse. So it's quite a frightening picture for parents and for teachers, and really we need to intervene. We need to do something about this.
And before I go to chatting to you about what way anxiety is presenting, I mean, do you feel that there are some out there? Because I've experienced this just this week, and I was quite surprised by somebody within my own age group sort of rolling their eyes a bit when, you know, she heard about anxiety, and she was kind of saying, oh God, you know, like, we never had anxiety as kids, get on with it. Do you find you're having a lot of that attitude going on?
Yes and no. It's a funny one, really, because I think there's sort of is the kind of the mentality of, like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, just get over it. And, you know, to a certain extent, in some ways, things were easier years gone past. Like, I think in the old days, you know, it used to be like if you were good all week, you got a chalk ice on the way home from Mass on a Sunday. And if you weren't good all week, you didn't. And that was that was all, because that was all really that, you know, parents could afford in the 80s or whatever generation you grew up in. But I do think it's probably, that's a little bit overly reductive. You know, I think times are more complicated for, you know, kids and teens nowadays. And I also think, you know, young people now have, like, increasingly complex lives.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a tricky one, because I think it's just a little bit more complex than that. And to a certain extent, I think sometimes we actually insult kids by assuming that we know what's going on in their heads, because sometimes we don't. And I think modern lives are increasingly busy and increasingly difficult for young people. And actually, anxiety's always been there. Like, you know, anxiety's been there since caveman days. So it's actually a completely natural response when anything in our environment poses a threat to our safety, well-being or security. So,
And I totally agree with you. Like, even, you know, I look at my own teenager, you know, she's 17 now, and it's not that long ago now since I was 17. And I'm kind of thinking, you know, I couldn't navigate the world that she has in front of her now, particularly with all the pressures on social media. I mean, like, look, we did have pressure from school and things like that. But, you know, there is that whole other element. So, you know, you're working predominantly with children and teens. In general terms, what are the main causes of anxiety that's presented among them?
Yeah, so for children and teens, I mean, I suppose that, so the threats were always there, but I think they have escalated. And I mean, some of it is, you know, I think everybody probably wants to blame social media, and social media is part of it, but it's not all of it. But, you know, we all need to be, I think, more mindful around you know, social media or technology generally. Yes. And there are guidelines around that, and we all need to be more mindful around those guidelines. And really, none of us, and myself included, you know, we're all not minding those guidelines well enough. And you know, and that's a really big problem. But it's not just about minding those guidelines. It's also, you know, what are you doing when you're not minding, you know, or when you are minding guidelines?
Yeah.
You know, so kids are not doing a lot of the things like we're not teaching kids to manage their stress and distress. So most kids don't know how to regulate their emotions. And that's a major problem. So it's not just my child's on social media. You know, that's not the only problem. Yes, that's a problem. But another difficulty is that none of our kids know how to down-regulate their emotions when they are distressed. So it's easy to blame the boogeyman, but we're also not teaching the really critical skills for down-regulating when kids are distressed. And that's probably the bigger issue. So it's okay to point the finger at social media and technology. Yes, those are problems. But there's another bigger issue that we're not teaching our kids to down-regulate.
And you designed a mental health program called Magpies. And this has been used in clinics all over the world to support children and kind of feeds into what you're talking about there and helping to regulate emotions. Tell me about this.
Yes, so Magpies was kind of a brainchild because actually lots and lots of kids were presenting to clinic. And it was interesting to me, actually, because, you know, we do lots of assessment in our clinics where we might assess for dyslexia or autism or ADHD or a whole intellectual disability, a whole range of different, you know, neurodevelopmental difficulties. We also, obviously, you know, we're talking a lot today about anxiety and, we, you know, we treat that as well, obviously. I've written books on that. What was really interesting to me is that a lot of people were coming for assessments for autism or ADHD or dyslexia, but a lot of times parents are a lot more interested in, you know, I'm more worried about my child's self-esteem, or I'm more worried about, you know, that my child is struggling to make friends. And I thought, gosh, that's really interesting, because you'd imagine that the bigger difficulty for the parent would be, you know, a neurodevelopmental difference where a child might be struggling to access services, or a child might be accessing speech and language, they might really need to get speech and language therapy or some other sort of a difficulty. But that was really, really interesting to me, is that there's this whole other area that we're struggling to access the social and emotional skills. And so, you know, we developed an evidence-based psychotherapy program where we're breaking those down in evidence-based ways, because some of that stuff is like from a scientific basis. We don't really properly always understand what those are. So we looked at self-esteem, social skills. I don't always like the term social skills because it's actually not always very neuroaffirmative.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we work with a lot of kids who have been bullied. And I often think I've actually got the wrong kid in the room. So I'm often working on social skills with a kid who has been bullied. And really the kid that I need to work on the social skills with is the kid that's not in the room.
Yes, is the bully, perhaps, maybe. Yeah,
exactly. So we've sort of kind of moved away from calling it social skills, and I like to call it self and other awareness, because if I'm working on social skills, really what I'm working on is like what's happening for me in my body in this moment and what's happening for the other person in that moment as well, because those are both useful things to notice. And those are social skills. Of course, they're social skills. But you need to notice what's happening, you know, in my body, and simultaneously what's happening, you know, for other people in the room at the same time. Because if I'm a person that really likes to talk, you might have noticed, Sinead, I'm a person that really likes to talk.
Oh, meet your twin. I love to talk. Yes.
But we also need to know what else is happening in the room at the same time, because that could be problematic for me, you know, in a job or in school. And like if I'm a kid that likes to talk a lot, and maybe I want to talk about the things that are in my special interest area. But if there's another kid in the room that also wants to do that, we might not be able to have a conversation at the same time, or it might not be a conversation that's going to work for both of us.
That's so really interesting, because you do see that played out quite a bit with young children, don't you? Particularly because one or other one will say, well, I want to say whatever. Or you might see that they might, you know, have an argument over something that was very minor. Like you say, it's just kind of this building up of awareness of what cues is that other person giving me and how can I respond to that? And like you say, it doesn't have to be children that necessarily on any sort of spectrum. It's just children nowadays. And do you think COVID has impacted on that massively? Because I don't know, I see my youngest sometimes and I don't, they don't really know how to interact with each other. They sort of shout at each other sometimes, or there's a big issue there around their actual interaction with each other.
Their interaction, of course. And I think, so there's loads of different, like this is quite complex and multi-layered.
Yeah.
So there's a social skills or an awareness piece around that. There's also like the shouting there. There's also a regulation piece to that. So like having an awareness to what other people need in that situation, but also being able to regulate myself when I'm frustrated. So
yes.
Noticing somebody else needs something different while we're playing that game, but being able to regulate, okay, I need something in this situation, you need something different. Being able to regulate my frustration when you need something different and I need something different, and being able to articulate, okay, what I need right here, and being able to assert myself too. Like,
well, that's another part of
aggressiveness
it.
And
yeah.
Assertiveness. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That is another part of it as well. That seems to be kind of, depending on the child, like I notice as well with some kids that I see in the estate, even there's some that will just go off to the side then, you know, and go on their own maybe, and they can't assert what they want. Absolutely.
So
in terms of, you know, helping children overcome this, because look, I find, you know, particularly with my own kids, like I say, I've got one who's 17, I've got one who's 7, you know, both ends of the spectrum. They exhibit various degrees of anxiety about different things, obviously. But, yeah. You know, do you find that the kids can't connect with their parents with regards to this? Or are we not doing enough maybe to try and kind of help them overcome this stuff?
So here's the thing, like, I think we don't model it well enough.
Okay.
Like, you know, even when you say, like, you know, parents will say, like, maybe they don't say pull yourself up by your bootstraps, but like, we assume that kids will get over it. And some kids will, by the way, you know, some kids do. There are some fears and anxiety that are perfectly normal, that they happen at a normal time. And like there's some fears that are age appropriate and kids will grow out of them across time. But what you want to look out for is when a kid is not growing out of it, like when a fear is persisting across time and you're saying, gosh, you know, this one seems to be hanging around for a long time. My kid is still talking about this thing or still avoiding things that they used to really love.
Yes.
Why is this happening? You know?
Okay.
And the other thing that I would think about is like, you know, are you as a parent modeling, you know, curiosity? Are you modeling bravery? Are you modeling exploration? Or are you actually modeling fear? And we do this accidentally, of course, because this is part of our evolution. We have for millennia been taught to protect our young. That's what we're supposed to do. And so every time we see a danger, we alert our young people, you know, watch out.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. I feel like I'm doing that all the time.
Of course we do. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very true.
A glass broke in the kitchen. And I said, oh my God, you know, don't anybody go in there. There's glass broken. You're going to catch it. You know, it's going to be in your foot. It's going to be everywhere. Don't anybody go in there. And that's kind of our normal, natural way of being in the world. But there's actually a better way of doing that, because it's much better if we could sort of foster a curiosity and awareness rather than teaching caution and fear with our language. Because what we're accidentally doing when we do those things is we're accidentally triggering our child's amygdala. So we're triggering the part of our child's brain that says, you know, danger, 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 where what we want to do instead is trigger curiosity, exploration. You know, what we want to do is trigger the part of our child's brain called the prefrontal cortex, which is their thinking and reasoning brain. So we want them to say instead, you know, oh, look, you know, let me problem solve this with you. So we want to, you know, to trigger, you know, the language centers of the brain. So like, let's say you're doing something like you're rock climbing. OK,
yes,
we want our children and adolescents, by the way, we want them to be curious. We want them to be explorers. So if you were doing something like rock climbing, it might be our natural instinct to say, like, you know, oh, my God, you know, like that looks really unsteady or dangerous.
Mm.
But, you know, like, think about how you could subtly reshape that to be something like, you know, like a more like a problem solving moment. And you could say, you know, something like, oh, you know, let's look here, you know, notice how those rocks are slippery.
Yes.
And, you know, let's try moving our feet slowly. Are you feeling stable? And, you know, yeah, oh, I noticed those rocks do feel slippery. I noticed that too. I also felt a little bit nervous. Let's see, what's our plan? You know, what could we use here? Who could help us to get over it?
Oh, I love that.
Because
as you even said, rock climbing, I'm going fear straight away.
I know. Yeah. but we could think about, like, you know, like, how will our adventure go?
Yes.
Like, what might our possibilities be? So all the time you're activating your child's prefrontal cortex, instead of the amygdala. So you're using the language of safety and problem solving. And so instead of kind of like, you know, shouting, and maybe you're not shouting, but you're kind of...
Let's be honest, we're panicky. We're panicky. The tone is raised, yeah.
But remember, most of us inherited that too.
Yes.
You know, so most of us, if we're anxious types, and bear in mind, we're all anxious types, and I know that, and you know how I know that? Because we're here.
Yeah.
So all of us are here because we had anxious ancestors. And if we didn't have anxious ancestors, we wouldn't be here. So if we came from... you know, the type of ancestors that were lounging around on the plains, not checking if it was a lion, we wouldn't be here.
Oh, that's so interesting. And as you say, it's all this learned behavior. Now, you are offering your wonderful services for free for people. You're hosting a free talk on the 1st of June in Ashburn Library. So tell us, because we're only scratching the surface of what you're going to be discussing.
Yep. So we have done some very cool projects. So the Tired of Anxiety... we have the first book came out already, Tired of Anxiety for Kids. Tired of Anxiety for Teens is out in September. We have run these very, very cool projects called Art Club. And so with the Art Club projects, we invited some of the kids and teens that were attending our clinic. We have also had teens. So my co-author is Dr. Lisa Coyne, and she is from Harvard, actually, and she also is my co-director at the New England Center for OCD and Anxiety. There's one of those in Boston. We also have one in New York and LA and New York. New York, LA, and Boston, and in County Meath. And so Lisa and I have had an art club in a school in Boston as well. So what we did in our art clubs is we invited some kids that were having the very real experience of anxiety, and we had them look through the chapters in the books, and they read the chapters. They also, did some of the artwork that was in the first Tired of Anxiety book. They are currently doing some of the artwork that's in the second Tired of Anxiety book, but they have also been reading every chapter. They've been telling us, you know, does the language work for them? They have been writing, drawing, putting their shapes on it. If the language doesn't work for them, they are telling us.
That's really good to have that input, yeah.
Yeah, and actually that's really important to me, because I think a lot of the ways that we speak about anxiety to young people is, and I don't mean this offensively to parents, because I'm a parent too, and it's a heroically difficult job, but I think we often assume we know what anxiety is like for them, and we can't possibly know, like at a granular level, what it feels like to be them. So what I really wanted to know from them is, you know, what does it feel like? So in this book, we asked them, and in Art Club, we asked them, you know, please tell us, what does it feel like? Draw in this space, or write in this space, or think about, you know, at this time. And, you know, in the Tired of Anxiety, the first book, you know, there's all these recorded audio pieces. You know, it's me actually talking to the kids that I was working with at that time, you know, in these recorded mindfulness pieces, you know, that where I was speaking to the kids that I was working with at that time. So, you know, all of the art clubs like are this whole, you know, creative engagement with the kids that we're working with at that time. You know, and the Magpie series of mental health, workshops is the same thing. You know, it's all the kids that I'm working with. And each time we run another Magpies workshop, the kids tell us, you know, this game or this exercise works for us and this one doesn't. And when they tell us that it works for them or doesn't, you know, we change it and we go accordingly. We make it less active or more active. And the artwork in the books is done by the kids that attend us. And so what we're doing with the Ashburn Library and with the Meath Library system is we're actually inviting some of the kids that are attending the anxiety, with the Magpies that you asked about. We have an emotion regulation module, a social skills, self-awareness module, self-esteem, and an anxiety module. So the kids that are attending the anxiety module are also contributing, but the Meath library system and the Ashburn library, we're inviting all of those kids to take part in an art competition. And the winner of the art competition will have their picture or their artwork featured in one of the Tired of Anxiety.
That is such a great idea. Sarah, I'm going to have to leave it there because we're massively out of time. But thank you so, so much for joining us. And thank you so much for giving back in this way on June the 1st.
Thank you so much for having me, Sinead. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Dr. Sarah Cassidy, we definitely have to have her back in. Wealth of information there. If you want to go along, it's a free talk in Ashburn Library, June the 1st. Okay, that is when the date of it is. And it's going to be all to do with kids, anxiety, teenagers as well. Anyone that can get any sort of information about anxiety, you're going to find it there.
The 11 to 1 show.
People asking, sorry about the time for the talk. It's sorry, I thought I gave the time. It's 7 o'clock, Ashburn Library on June the 1st. Now, details of our competition on the way, but first it's time for this.
LMFM Job Search with Local Heroes. Backed by Bord Gáis Energy. Replace your old inefficient gas boiler with Local Heroes. Visit localheroes.ie.
Louth and Meath Education and Training Board require a community education facilitator. You can apply at careers.lmetb.ie. Clonmore require healthcare staff in the Meath area. To apply, please email info@clonmore.ie. Don't forget, all of the details of those jobs can be found on our local job section on lmfm.ie.
LMFM Job Search.
It's all about blood pressure awareness on the show. I've teamed up with the Irish Heart Foundation to encourage you to have your blood pressure checked out, because there are thousands of us walking around every day with undiagnosed high blood pressure. 2 in 3 people over 50 in Ireland have high blood pressure, and only half of those would know, because they look and feel well. So you need to get to your GP, have it checked out at irishheart.ie. As part of the awareness, the Irish Heart Foundation have given us a Fitbit Sense 2 to give away every day. So I'm giving you a sound clip of a scenario where our blood pressure might be on the rise. Here's today's clip.
Speech! 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 Speech!
Please, welcome to the stage.
Oh, I can feel the blood pressure on the rise. What is happening in that scenario there, please? 086 1800 658. So what's happening in the clip to cause our blood pressure to rise? I'm going to be giving away that Fitbit Sense 2 very, very shortly. Don't forget as well, the Mobile Health Unit is going to be in Summerhill GAA today until 4 o'clock. So if you want to get checked out there, you can do so. And the normal blood pressure is normally about 120 over 80. So if your blood pressure is 140 over 90 or higher, you definitely have to discuss this with your doctor. All the details are on irishheart.ie. Going to take a quick break, and then we're back with Pat O'Shaughnessy and the LMFM Roadrunner crew at Drogheda Car Sales.
LMFM. The 11 to 1 show.
With LMFM.
Yes, all morning we've been at Drogheda Car Sales on the North Road. They are celebrating Hyundai's 232 open week. Pat O'Shaughnessy has test-drived the Ioniq 6 already, but I think he's back at base now. Pat, how are you getting on?
Ah, Sinead, yeah, you're welcome along for the last time today to Drogheda Car Sales here. I'm happy to say I'm having a ball. Really, I'm having a ball, and the blue sky is really helping me. Going around cars, I'm loving it, and I love that drive. It was just fab. I just wanted to keep going with the blue skies, and enjoying a new motor was just superb. Loved, absolutely loved every minute of it. Now I'm back with Carol Kerr. She is the sales director here. Carol, the first thing I want to say to you is I nearly got lost when I came in this morning, because I thought I knew Drogheda Car Sales well. I didn't know where I was. You've had all refurbed.
We did a big refurb path there in December, kind of finished off in December. We're still doing wee bits, but it's a much brighter open showroom and better working environment for the staff and also for our lovely customers calling in.
And when you mention staff, you're on a bit of a recruitment drive, are you?
We are. This evening we're doing an open event for apprentices and mechanics to call in, see the place, see what a nice environment it is, and perhaps come and join us.
So you're inviting people who are out there thinking of taking up an apprenticeship or changing position,
exactly,
maybe?
Exactly, yeah. Oh. Anybody in the trade that's looking to get into a strong two brands here, Hyundai and Suzuki, and there'll be good training given, and it's a great opportunity to develop their career.
And that's this evening?
This evening from 6 to 8. From 6 to 8. Down, yeah.
Right, guys, you're right. And they can come in their overalls. I don't have to dress up, I'm sure.
We don't mind.
You don't mind. I'm sure you have a few people to thank before we go back to studio, because it's been a great morning and it's very busy in there, and I had to pull you away. You know, it's going well for you, but you're not finished until Sunday, isn't it?
Until Sunday, yeah. We're in until 3 on Sunday. So we've got our great sales team here. We've Connor and Dylan And Frank is off on his holidays at the minute, but he'll be back on Monday ready to go again. And we've Peter as well. We've got Trish on reception, Joanne in marketing, and the two girls in service department. We have a great team here and a lovely environment to come in and out of every day.
It is. I say it every time I come here. I love it. I just love the crack, the banter. And, you know, Joanne has been so good to me this morning, watering me down with tea and water. Oh. And just she couldn't do enough for me.
I know.
And then I found out where the two of you are from. And that's the sort of crack you get into when you're here. It's real personable.
It is. You know what? People buy from people, and we think that it's important to put your personality out there and let people know that you're not just another number coming in and out. You're important to the people. We want to get to know them and know the customers.
I love that saying. I've never heard that saying before. People buy from people. Mm-hmm. But it is so true.
Yeah.
I mean, the electronic phones and the push buttons all over the place. But you can't beat the human interaction.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, look, you've got that in abundance here, Carol. I wish you well in your position. I see the Connor's moving up to, he's going to be the new sales manager
soon. Yep.
Yeah, and that's lovely to see that he's built his career through the business as
he
well.
He has. He's been with us a long time. He started out in the home of Doran Motors, and he moved up here then. It must be 10, 12 years he's up here now at this stage. And he's flying, and it's great to see a young guy coming through like that. And Dylan's local to Drogheda, and he's flying here as well. So it's brilliant, and it's a great employer up this end, and we like being part of Drogheda.
You sure do, and you do it so well. And of course, if you want to be part of that team, as you heard Carol say, they'll pop in this evening between 6 and 8. There might be a career there for you as well. It's been a wonderful morning, Sinead. I've had an absolute ball here at Drogheda Car Sales. I'm loving it. I'm going to do and see what I'm going to do in the afternoon now in the sun. I'm sorry that you were stuck on an old studio all morning, couldn't see the sunlight, but I had a ball here. We'll talk again soon from Drogheda Car Sales for the last time today. We'll say bye-bye.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he's sorry. I don't believe that for one second. Pat O'Shaughnessy, thank you so much. Drogheda Car Sales, they are celebrating that open week, by the way. It's running all the way until May 28th, and you can find out more at drogheda.carsales.ie. But pop into them, because you can do a test drive and see all the other cars in the range that they have there. Now, we've got loads coming in on 086 1800 658. We are talking about the Irish Heart Foundation all this week, and I don't know about you, but I'm learning an awful lot, because people are grossly underestimating the risk of having high blood pressure and the long-term effects of not managing the condition. And there, as they say, there's no single cause, symptoms and everything else. They are completely non-existent half the time. So you could be walking around with it and not have an idea about this at all. So they're encouraging people to go to the GP and get checked out. We were talking about a scenario that would put you under pressure, make your blood pressure rise, and I gave you a little sound clip of, what was it? Lots of people getting in touch. Public speaking, or was it, you know, a speech? Either of those would have done. And the lovely Fitbit Sense 2, courtesy of the Irish Heart Foundation, is going to Olive Manning. You are in Toher. Congratulations to you, and do enjoy that. Don't worry, tomorrow we will have the last of our Fitbit 2 to give away on the show. And tomorrow we're actually going to be out and about again, this time at Windsor Motors. So we'll be chatting to Helena on tomorrow's show. That is our lot on the show for today. Thank you so much to all of the guests, and thank you so much for your company. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and I'll chat to you tomorrow.
The 11 to 1 show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.